Ball back in the arms of Sutherland, who drifts a kick out the far side. It's been taken on the full out there by, it's Alex Brown, I think, who's taken it. Now then, referee Jamie Bloom is consulting with his touch judge far side to see if that was a try. Great take. We couldn't tell whether he'd landed over the line or not. Claimed the try. Referee, in consultation with his touch judge, awards it. And a shock start, because it's Bradford Bulls 0, Batley Bulldogs 4.
Yeah, super kick it was. You know, the wind swirling round, as we said, but it come down right on the goal line, and it was a great take on that far side by Brown. Got both hands above his head and then still had work to do, but he had the presence of mind and the strength to get the ball down a metre in from touch. But it was all about the kick from Kane Southernwood. Was right on the money. He couldn't have put it in a better place if he'd have run across and dropped it there himself. So, you know, really good start from Batley. And, you know, as Paul Orison said, against the big sides, they've had no problem getting themselves up, and he thought they'd have a game on today, the Bradford Bulls. And after that start, you've got to think his maybe words are right.
Matty Blythe goes in at dummy half, gets the ball away to Dale Ferguson, who gets up off the floor having been half tackled and makes a further couple of metres. That lifts the crowd and will also lift his team. And the Bulls sniffing out the first try here, just a couple of metres short as they play the ball. Not a best of passes that ends up in the arms of Mendeka after the bounce. And they've got it way out on that far side of the field. Ryan Shaw has it.
That just wasn't forward, that was an American football pass forward, and Jamie Bloom just let it go.
And he's holding up the five fingers. Last tackle of the set then. Little dink through. Oh, it's bounced off the crossbar. It's bounced fortuitously into the path of one of the Bulls players. Looks like it could be Jay Pitts, I think. Jamie Bloom checks with his officials and awards the try. The Bulls are back in it. Batley lead, though, by 6 points to 4.
Yeah, comedy of errors, really. As I said, it was a forward pass from on that far side, a mile forward from Adam Henry to Ryan Shaw. But, you know, you play to the whistle. The kick was right on the money, and Leatherborough tried to knock it dead, and all he did was knock it up onto the bar, and as it hit the bar, you know, it bounced back down into the arms of Jay Pitts, and he's already over the line. He just had to fall down and get the ball down. So a bit of luck for the Bradford Bulls.
And here's Ryan Shaw, though, for Bradford from deep inside his own half. He's got support on the inside from Danny Addy. Addy beats Sean Ainscoe, and then Johnny Campbell gets back, half tackles him, but Addy gets the ball away. And James Mendika, who'd been on the inside tracking them all the way down centre field, takes the pass right underneath the black dot, touches it down, and Bradford now lead by 10 points to 6.
Yeah, for the first time in the game, Bradford, you know, come up with some quality. They get the ball to the right edge, and down the wing goes Ryan Shaw, and this time he doesn't mess it up, gets the ball back inside to Addy, and Addy bounced off a couple of defenders, and he still had the presence of mind to stand in the final tackle and wait for his fullback Mendeka to come up the middle of the field. And once he'd got that, he's under the sticks, and that's about a 50 metre try from Bradford. Really well created, and as I said, for the first time they've got some passes to stick and the score under the post.
Now in the arms of Matty Blythe, who steps through past the defensive effort of Alex Rowe. Bradford still have it, and it's Paul Clough who's trying to get in the far side. Quick hands out there. It's going to be a try for Bradford, and it's going to be a try to Adam Henry, playing it, of course, at right centre this afternoon. Rapid hands from left to right for the Bradford Bulls. Created a massive overlap, and Adam Henry in the end didn't need Ryan Shaw on his outside. He scored himself, and Bradford now lead 12 minutes before the break by 16 points to 6.
Yeah, again, just, you know, when the passes stick for the Bradford Bulls, they've got that quality. And, you know, you talked about before that Adam O'Brien is a Super League hooker playing in a, you know, a championship side. And I think you can throw in Dale Ferguson to that as well. You know, he's had a shocking run of injuries over the last couple of years, but when he's fit, you know, he's certainly Super League quality. And it was his initial bust that set the ball rolling. Batley couldn't readjust the defenders. They needed to be tight in the middle to stop the bigger guys. And then once Clufford got the offload over the top, it was always a case of which one of the Bradford players would score on the right-hand side. Ended up in the arms of Adam Henry. Still had a man spare on his right-hand side. And he, you know, plonks the ball down 10 metres in from touch.
Penalty was awarded on halfway. Kick has gone out on the Batley 20. So Bradford advancing with that first drive towards the Batley line. Just starting to get a bit of momentum, bit of lift from this home support. 5 metres short as Henry takes the pass of O'Brien. Shrugs off one man, shrugs off a second, and in fact goes across to score a second for himself in the game, and a fourth for the Bradford Bulls, who are now starting to make this look very comfortable. It's Bradford Bulls 20, Batley Bulldogs 6.
Yeah, again, just that mismatch of strength. And first of all, it was Olbersen who just charged onto the ball, pushed away a few defenders. They managed to hang on and bring him down a couple of metres from the line. But once the ball was played quickly and shipped to the right, you know, Adam Henry is just like taking candy from the baby against his opposite number on that far side. Brad Day pushed him away once, pushed him away twice, and then just a couple of metres out, just jogged over the line and put the ball down. But now that's a good try from the Bradford Bulls, you know, on the back of that defensive power that forced the error. And as I said, a couple of tackles later, they're just in at the corner. And as I say, it's going to be a long 8 minutes for the Batley defenders coming towards this half-time break.
The drive here from Alex Rowe gets the ball away to Retty, who's running across field and spots the half gap. Wayne Retty, and he's got across the line, and he's going to come up with that second Batley try that Craig Murdoch was suggesting might happen. He has. Jamie Bloom awards the score for Batley. Good try, Wayne Retty. Just a little bit of laziness in that Bradford line. 36 minutes gone, and it's Bradford Bulls 20, Batley 10.
Yeah, good try. And again, it comes from, you know, probably Alex Rowe's one guy who can stand up to the physicality of the Bradford pack. And he took the ball in, badged a couple of defenders off, got the offload away. And then Retty, who's another one who's, you know, pretty strong, you know, got a bit of pace about him as well. And he crabbed across the line looking for a lazy defender, found one, and then just bumped him out the way and barged over. And, you know, good on Batley. You know, they've not given up, as I said. They're struggling in that physicality side of it. But, you know, they're here, giving it the best shot, and they managed to get over the line. Good on them.
O'Brien then to Ferguson out far side. Dale Ferguson bounces off one man. He's got two, three Bulldogs defenders around him. Sean Ainscoe's not happy that he's holding on to him in the tackle. Won't release the tackler. And as you often see, he's batting down the hand of Ferguson. And in fact, he's now been marched. Sean Ainscoe's received a yellow card. And in fact, he's been given the red card. Sean Ainscoe dismissed with just short of 16 minutes remaining here. Absolutely needless. Frustrating it may be. No need for that though. The Bulls will continue in possession. Just going to have to bring this ball back to restart on the 10. Plays it now to O'Brien. He's going to go short side. O'Brien to Blythe. And out on the far side, it is Danny Williams who gets across for the try for the Bradford Bulls. At long, long last, we've had to wait 26 laborious second half minutes for it. But that half-time score of 20 points to 10 has finally changed in favour of Bradford, who now lead by 24 points to 10.
Yeah, it was a quality try in the end, and they scored it down the channel where Ainscoe had sent off. I think Ainscoe's really, really harshly done by, if I'm being honest with you, Jonathan. You know, the second row, the big second row, Dale Ferguson, has grabbed the hold of Ainscoe and he's got his hand and he's keeping him at arm's length. Now, what's Ainscoe supposed to do? Just accept that. All he's trying to do was bat away the arm. Now, for me, that's legitimate. He's grabbed hold of him and pushed him away. Ainscoe's trying to get away from him. He's batted down his arm. The referee, Jamie Bloom, gives away the penalty. Now, what he does after that is silly, because he has a word with the referee in his ear. So the referee sin-bins him. Then as he's walking off, he has another word and tells him, you know, what he really thinks of him, and he gets sent off. But the initial penalty, you know, was madness in my eyes and was never a penalty in a million years. And Ainscoe's reacted very badly to that. Three tackles later and Bradford are in the place where he's gone.
Alex Rowe bounced off two, three Bradford defenders and has got himself underneath the posts, as Craig says. Jamie Bloom points to the spot. Out of nothing, the big fella, Alex Rowe, then. A third try for the Bulldogs this afternoon. And they have reduced the deficit to 10 points. Shortly, you feel to be 8. It's, at the moment, Bradford Bulls 24, Batley 14.
Yeah, and again, Rowe's one of those who can match the physicality of the Bradford forwards. And he's a big, strong, experienced forward, isn't he? Alex Rowe played for a number of years and just used his know-how and his strength there to brush off the Bradford forwards. But I'm sure Adam Sidlow and Adam O'Brien will be, sorry, not Adam O'Brien, Paul Clough will be disappointed with that effort, because he pushed both of them away relatively easy. The goal has gone over, so 8 points, 9 minutes to go. Stranger things have happened, Jonathan.
They're quickly shipping the ball out to this near side, the right way. Adam Henry takes the ball from Jay Pitts out the back door. Throws out a speculator. Pitts goes across to try and pick it up, and in the end it's Olbison who does so. The ball's number 11, 30 metres from the Batley line, is tackled by Rowe. Paul Clough, full throttle, straight and hard down centre field for the Bulls, who now have it through Patel, far side, out to Matty Blythe, who's going to get across the line. Matty Blythe scores a sixth, I should say, Bradford try of the afternoon. 6.5 minutes to go. Quick hands to the left, Patel puts Blythe in, and it's Bradford 28, Batley 16.
Again, just too big, too strong, and where Rain scores missing, Matty Blythe just runs into that hole, and once he's there, he's as you said, he's got enough pace and power from 10 metres out to skid in and score the try. And you know, if there was any, you know, little bit of a chance for Batley to get anything out of this game, that's just been certainly put to bed now with that try from Matty Blythe.
They're going to get another try here through Matty Blythe, who quick hands to the left. He just ghosted his way through out on that flank there, lacking in numbers following the dismissal of Sean Ainscoe of the Batley Bulldogs. And Matty Blythe in for a second try in quick succession. There's less than 2 minutes remaining, and Bradford now lead by 32 points to 16.
Yeah, again, Bradford realised that the Bulldogs, Batley Bulldogs, are a man down on their right edge. Bradford's left, and they're getting the ball there as often as they can, as early as they can. And it was a two-on-one. Matty Blythe threw the big dummy to his winger on the outside, Ryan Shaw, and then he just dived over from a couple of metres out, and that's his second. And Matty Blythe's another one who's been out for a large chunk of the season through injury, and he'll be glad to get back into the side and get a couple of tries under his belt.
That is going to be it. The full-time hooter goes. One or two of the Batley players sit down on the floor. They've tired themselves out and put in plenty of effort this afternoon. There's no question that John Keir could have a go at his players for their efforts at Oddsall today. They just didn't quite have the class. Bradford Bulls, well, they've got much more ability in the ranks than I think they've shown with their hand today. They can play much, much better. But having said that, they are top of the table and they've still won by an 18-point margin.
Yeah, it's all about getting the 2 points, and I'm sure James Lowes will allude to that. They weren't great, but job done. You know, you come here at the start of the game, you hope to play well. You know, if you can't do that, you'll take a scrappy win, and you know, that's what they've done. It was a scrappy win, something to work on. You know, a big week with a couple of fixtures in it for the Bulls, and you know, hopefully they'll have got through it without any real injuries. I think, but Adam O'Brien showed his quality. I thought he was pretty good, you know, for the Bradford Bulls. And I think the story of the game was, you know, Bradford again, just that too big, too strong, and that little bit of speed on the edges. It proved critical at times when it really mattered to get the ball there, and they could hurt Batley. But you know, I think Batley come out of this with a lot of credit for me. Again, the massive deficit in budgets to what they can spend and what the Bradford Bulls can spend. And you know, for large patches of this game, certainly the second half, start of the first and end of the first half, there's nothing between the teams. And you know, that's a credit to the Batley Bulldogs boys.